It's This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts, an update on what's happening in the classical music world and on the local arts scene. I'm Randy Kinkle. Scientists have come up with a way to reveal the pecking order within a string quartet. A team from the Royal Academy of Music and the University of Birmingham found that analyzing how individual musicians vary their timing to follow the rest of the group can indicate a hierarchy. To investigate, the researchers asked two well-established groups of chamber musicians to play a composition by Haydn. The team analyzed each musician's timing as they played and noted any changes to the tempo. In one of the quartets, they found that three of the musicians were constantly having to speed up or slow down to stay in sync. However, the fourth player did not budge, letting the others adjust to her. However, in the other quartet, all of the members altered their timing equally, suggesting a more democratic arrangement. The players themselves were surprised to find that these kinds of hierarchies existed within their quartets. However, the musicians suspected that different pieces of music might alter the organization within the group. The scientists now want to find out if audiences notice a difference in which performances they prefer. They also want to discover whether similar hierarchies exist within other types of music. A 300-year-old Stradivarius violin on loan to Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra concertmaster Frank Almond was stolen during an armed robbery after a performance at Wisconsin Lutheran College. Almond was attacked with a stun gun and robbed of his instrument, valued in the high seven figures, shortly before 10:30 p.m. in a parking lot in the rear of the school. As Almond lay on the pavement, the robber fled to a nearby vehicle, which then left the scene. Investigators believe the instrument known as the Lipinski Stradivarius was the primary target of the robbery. In a 2008 feature on the violin, Chicago dealer Stefan Hirsch said that the Lipinski violin was probably worth $3.5 million. The violin's early owners included the virtuoso Giuseppe Tartini, who's known for his Devil's Trill Sonata. The instrument was also belonged to Polish violinist Karol Lipinski, whose name has stayed attached to it. For more on these and other items and events, go to the website, kbaq.org. Be listening each week at this time for another update. Find us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, join us every weekday at noon with Linda Cassidy for the Most Wanted Hour, playing your top 100 picks in classical music. I'm Randy Kinkle for This Week in Classical Music and Local Arts on 89.5 KBOC, KBAQ Phoenix and HD, a service of Rio Salado College and Arizona State University.